What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Super major news. Major, major Gabby news. My ninth book. Yes, I can't even believe this is my ninth book. My ninth book, Happy Days, Your Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace, is coming out in February. And we've officially launched this book in a massive, massive way. Here's how it works. When you go to deargabby.com/happydays, you can pre-order the book and then just come back to the page and submit your receipt information. And I'm going to give you a free VIP ticket to a full day live online event experience with me. It's going to be so rocking, like the video cameras and all of the Zoomers coming up on the screen, and I'll be able to see you almost life-size. And I'm going to take you through an entire day's worth of workshopping and material, really revealing all the ins and outs of this book so that you can just give yourself the opportunity of getting that jump start and rock your world. I'm going to literally rock your world. We're going to do meditations. We're going to do tapping meditations, guided talks, Q&A, so much beautiful group work. There's breakout sessions. There's so much that can happen inside this digital experience. So everyone gets a front row seat. You have a VIP ticket for free. Just go to deargabby.com/happydays, pre-order the book, and get ready, because that launch week, we're going to do an entire day-long live online event experience together. Go to deargabby.com/happydays for your free VIP ticket. Secure that VIP ticket because it will expire. It's totally free when you pre-order the book. deargabby.com/happydays. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. We are recording this now. It's November. There is some amazingness happening in the world at this time because the fall is here, and that is my favorite season. When we welcome the fall, I always just feel this, as they say in somatic experiencing therapy, this felt sense. I can really sense into the smells of the air and the visuals of the bright colors and the crispness of the just beautiful temperature. It's my favorite season by freaking far. Here we are. I'm going to read you guys a card. I'm going to pull a card from a random stack of cards. There's a mixture on my desk of the Universe Has Your Back cards and the Super Attractor cards. And I'm going to pull a card from one of this random stack. I don't know which deck it's coming from. Let's see what comes through. Here we go. When I'm in a state of appreciation, I'm in a vibrational alignment with my true love nature. Really freaking good topic. We can do this all around Thanksgiving, appreciation, gratitude. When I'm in a state of appreciation, I'm in vibrational alignment with my true nature, with my true love nature. There's these gorgeous fall colors. You've got the two cardinals, which are a sign. This is from the Super Attractor deck. The cardinals were one of my signs in the book, Super Attractor. And you never want to miss a cardinal when you see a cardinal. It's going to give you a beautiful message. So that's our topic for today. When I'm in a state of appreciation, I'm in vibrational alignment with my true love nature. Boom, that's our card. I really can speak to this from a very authentic place because it's easy when things are going wrong, or we're not feeling well, or we didn't get that thing we wanted, or the world is in a crisis, to lean into this attitude of a victim mentality. Why did it happen? Why am I not getting what I want? Why doesn't the universe have my back? When we're in that victim mentality, we create more victim experiences. We create more chaos. Other people aren't really interested in showing up for us and supporting us because that vibration sucks. So when we get into a state of appreciation, the universe sends it back tenfold. It's a boomerang. And we start to experience the world through this different lens, through a different vibration, because the energy of appreciation is the energy of love. The energy of gratitude is the energy of love. And that love energy is the universal energetic force within us, around us. And that force, when we're tapped in and tuned into that force, that's when we are super attractors. So the beautiful practice of appreciation is one that is widely taught by the metaphysical teachers, Abraham Hicks. And they have this really cool method called the appreciation game. And it's pretty much just reaching and reaching for more appreciation. So we could start right now. I appreciate these beautiful fall colors that came through on this card. I appreciate the cardinals because they remind me of birthing my son. They were a sign for me when I was birthing my son. I appreciate this gorgeous fall color burnt sienna shirt that my friend Robin gave me. I appreciate the fact that you're all here with me. I appreciate my team for just doing such a bang up job making this amazing podcast what it is. I appreciate my podcast producers. I appreciate the sponsors that come to this podcast so that we can employ our team to do this work. I appreciate the audience. I appreciate our ability to join together in this way so that we can make an impact on ourselves and on the world. And do you see how excited I'm getting as I start playing this appreciation game and just reaching for more and more and more? You can get like high off your own supply when you're playing the appreciation game. So I'm suggesting that this is a practice you take into your life right away. It's something that I do in the morning when I wake up. I tell my husband how much I appreciate him. And when you play the appreciation game with a loved one, man, this gets radical. It starts to really adjust the way that your entire relationship unfolds. Because imagine, rather than waking up saying, oh my God, you know, I didn't sleep well, or I've got a busy day, or I feel like crap. You woke up and you said, I appreciate you because you made me coffee this morning, or I appreciate that you gave me the blanket in the middle of the night, or whatever your reasoning is. You open your day with that elevated state. You hook yourself up. You set yourself up to win. So I'm going to encourage you to play the appreciation game with others, with your children, with yourself. Definitely with your kiddos. The kiddos would love this, and it's such a great attitude to instill on our children. They're picking up what we're putting out. So if they see you playing the appreciation game, they're going to play it with you. That's our method. That's our message for today. That's our card for today. It is the perfect alignment for Thanksgiving. Here we are. It's November. We're talking about love, gratitude, and appreciation. I can't wait to see how this comes through on the episode. It's always easy for me to guide people back to appreciation. So it's going to come through every single person, I guarantee. Watch, listen. Let's hook it up. Let's see what happens. Let's let this show unfold. When I'm in a state of appreciation, I'm in vibrational alignment with my true love nature. Let's get this show started. Bring it in, Lindsay. Well, hello.
Oh my goodness.
She's running down the stairs. She's rushing down the stairs.
Oh my goodness.
What's your name? What's your name, honey?
Maria Senna from Staten Island, New York.
Hi, Maria. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing well. A little overwhelmed lately, but okay. So I'm just feeling overwhelmed. I'm going back to work tomorrow. I'm a teacher, and I was working remotely for the year. I read your book, The Universe Has Your Back. Just like going back to work and getting the kids back to school, I'm just feeling extremely overwhelmed. I'm like wanting to be very upbeat about it, but you know, it's a little overwhelming.
Let's jump in really fast then. What do you appreciate about it?
I appreciate that I still have a job.
Great.
You know, I appreciate that I'm able to touch the lives of children and teachers because I'm a coach for teachers. I was a teacher last year doing remote learning, but I appreciate my children even though it does get hectic, but it's just trying to find that balance and making sure that I'm putting out the positive vibes like you were mentioning before.
So don't push yourself to put positive vibes out because that's going to feel chaotic, okay? And you can help your daughter while I help you. Don't feel the pressure to put the positive vibes out. Give yourself momentary experiences throughout the day where you allow the positive vibes to take over you. Because this idea that we have to put out the positive vibes is actually BS. It's this, you know, it's like, I got to be positive. I got to do this. I got to say the affirmations. No, F that. You need to feel grounded in a state of appreciation and allow yourself to feel grounded in what this experience is and guiding yourself into a new phase of life and feeling into what the process is. And so right now, as things pick up and you're going back into the classroom and, you know, you've had this experience of things being one way, now they're changing. Give yourself 5 moments a day where you sit still and practice that appreciation. Get grounded in what it feels like to genuinely be grateful to have a job, to be grateful that your kids are in school, to be grateful that you have healthy people in your world, to be grateful for the beautiful basement that you have, I'm seeing behind you, to be grateful. And I only want you to do it for more than 50 seconds, 60 seconds, but 5 times a day. And then naturally it will come off of you. But the idea that you should be pushing to put it out is actually creates more resistance. Okay, sweetheart? So the card was, when I'm in a state of appreciation, I'm in vibrational alignment with my true love nature. So for 5 times a day, for 50 to 60 seconds, I want you to get into vibration with your true love nature. That will add up, love, and it will carry you. So just give yourself the pauses throughout the day and stop thinking that you have to put it out. And remember, you have to receive it. You have to let it in. Wow, what a nice one.
Thank you so much. This was amazing.
This was nice and easy. Now you can go back to those little kiddos.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Maria. Goodbye, sweetheart. Thank you.
Gabby.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. You've heard me say this on the show over and over again. I am the biggest fan of therapy. It's been a huge part of my life for the past 20 years, and I don't know where I would be without it today. As so many of you know, I have been through so much in my life, from sobriety to recovering from trauma and even a very recent loss. And that's why I really don't think I would survive without my therapist. I really am a huge fan and supporter of BetterHelp. BetterHelp is the access you need to match you with your own licensed professional therapist to connect in a safe and private online environment. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. So much is coming up on this show and people can get really activated. And so that's why I want you to know you have this resource at your fingertips. You can send a message to your counselor anytime and you'll get a timely and thoughtful response. You can schedule weekly or video sessions. Plus, the best part is that it's more affordable and accessible than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. The service is available for clients worldwide and they specialize in depression, anxiety, relationships, stress, trauma, and more. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. And in fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. And I want you to start living a happier life today. I want you to feel supported. As a listener, you get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/deargabby. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp.com/deargabby. So I do everything fast. My team even jokes around saying that they have to work at the speed of Gabby. I eat fast, I work fast, I walk fast. And while I can be really efficient, going fast isn't always the best move. And last month I was trying to sneak in a shower before another meeting and was, of course, moving too fast. Well, my razor wasn't the best and I ended up cutting my leg. Ugh, I felt like I was in sleepaway camp all over again when I was learning how to shave my legs. It really hurt. And beyond going fast, I had to admit it wasn't the best quality razor. So I was kind of doomed from the start, but then I tried out Athena Club. I didn't expect much different, but I was mistaken. These razors are no joke, the game changer. Best razor. Athena Club's products are so well made and I no longer tense up when I'm shaving around my ankles and I'm not freaking out like I'm 13 years old. And their razors are designed with built-in skin guards to help prevent razor burn while being gentle on curves. The razor blade is surrounded by water-activated serum with shea butter and hyaluronic acid, which is the holy grail for skincare. And the best part is that the razor is only $9 and comes with two blade heads and a magnetic hook for your shower storage. I put mine behind my bathtub. And as weird as it sounds to call a razor pretty, it really is. It's just beautiful. You can have sky blue. I have the pink color. You can choose how often replacement blades are sent to you with free shipping. And that means fresh, ready-to-use razors. And they arrive right when you need them. They also have their Cloud Shave Foam. And I hadn't used Shave Foam in so long. And did I mention I move fast? So the Shave Foam really helps. Show your skin you care with the Athena Club Razor Kit. Sign up today and you'll get 20% off your first order. Just go to athenaclub.com and use promo code DEARGABBY. That's athenaclub.com with promo code DEARGABBY for 20% off. Who's next? Hey, hi there.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Woo! Action. Oh my God. First of all, I want to say thank you. I've been following you for a while. I've been in the Miracle membership and it's helped dramatically so much. But my first entrance into your world was our friend Nicole, who I met from my other mentor, Brendan Burchard. And she's like, have you heard of Gabby Bernstein? I'm like, no. And she introduced me to your universe has your back. And then all of a sudden that changed my life. Before the pandemic hit, and I was strong for that first year of the pandemic. And it's like, no, my life, it's hard to explain. I'm letting my soul speak here. I'm trying to let my soul speak.
Hey.
I feel like I've become this dark, mumbled mess of a person. And it's hard for me to be vulnerable to my audience because me and my girlfriend, we started this business called The Dating Warriors. And it was something I felt called to do for a long time. And I feel like I'm finally stepping into my calling. But it seems like I try to trust in my faith in the God and Goddess and the universe and try to trust in that. But every time something negative hits, like recently financial issues hit and it hit hard. And I saw that and I'm like, automatically, you can even ask Jess, I catapulted and I'm always catapulting to the worst case scenario all the time. It's always the worst case scenario of, oh, it's not going to work out. This isn't going to happen. Our business isn't taking off. I'm not seeing this. Where's my freedom? Where's my fun? Where's this? And it just, I break down and I get really, I just really go into this like corner. I do my spirit walk and go into spirit walk. I see this lone wolf that I've always been in my life years ago. And he's walking limping. And he's this scared, he transforms into a scared little child.
I'm going to stop you right there because I'm seeing you go into that place. And it's beautiful that you have the awareness of the child, of the inner child part that is so quick to catastrophize and so fearful. And it's very possible that when you were a kid, there was catastrophizing and fear. And that little boy is popping up now saying, hey, this is the way that we know how to respond to problems. We only know how to catastrophize. We only know how to go into fear. We don't, you know, we have this child part, even though your higher self is here saying to you, dude, you got a spiritual practice. You've got all this abundance. You've got these beautiful resources. You're on this path. The child part can speak louder when fear is up, when we're triggered. So what I want to do as we bring it back to our conversation of appreciation is if you're someone who catastrophizes when something goes wrong, I want you to actually just give yourself permission to play a new game. Because the catastrophizing is just another game you're playing. It's a game you're playing with the universe. You're like, if I have enough fear, then maybe I'll be safe. Okay? If I get into enough chaos and fear, then that's how I'll keep myself safe. But as we know, that doesn't work. It actually just creates more chaos and fear. So the message for you today is that to not treat this like a chore or something you should be doing or you have to do perfectly, but to play a game with it. So if there's something that comes up financially with their kid, whatever it is that's like feeling like a catastrophe, instead, I want you to start to play the game of what if I chose to see this through the lens of the best case scenario? And what if I just played out that best case scenario in my head? And what if I started to look for the signs of what that best case scenario could be? What if I started to appreciate all the things in my life that could lead me to that best case scenario? And what if I just did that for 24 hours? Just all day, made the commitment to be appreciating and appreciating and appreciating and building more appreciation towards this vision of the best case scenario. And I really like this for you because you're very playful and you're like me. It's like, you're very impressionable. We're like, when I was going through a lot of struggles with anxiety, I would go to catastrophizing. The second somebody would say like, oh, well, it could be that. I'd be like, oh my God, I've got this problem now. You know, and I would go into these dramas. And in your world, you can use that impressionable vibration and ability that you have in the other way. So rather than going and leaning into the dark side, you can start to lean into the bright side. And let that impression that, you know, right now you're going to get off the line with me. You're going to be feeling high vibration. I see you much lighter right now. And I want you to ride that wave. And I want you to just lean in and lean in and lean in and lean in. I also want to send you my book, Super Attractor. Have you read it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have Super Attractor? Good. Okay.
I rented it from the library.
Oh, you got it from the library. Well, then I'll send you a copy. I want you to make it your daily habit, your daily ritual of just tuning into that book for reminders of the abundance, reminders of the appreciation, reminders of the universal support system that's within us and around us. And also don't forget to pray, because right now, man, you're in chaos and chaos is a prayer for more drama, right? Fear is a prayer for more chaos. And so being in that temporary moment of relief of, I want the universe to hook me up right now. Thank you, universe, for hooking me up. Thank you, universe, for taking this from me. It can really reorganize things for you. So, Brian, I want you to really take this opportunity to play the appreciation game. Play it with your son, Phoenix. Give him the opportunity to really let appreciation be a guide for him.
It's on my phone. I do it every morning when I wake up, but then it's like after, I need to do it more because I do it with Jessica over here too. It's like we talk about what do we appreciate.
Good. Then do more. Then do more. Then do more. Do more. The next time you go into a catastrophe, I want you to lean the other way. There's a lot to be appreciating right in front of you. You're in it together. It's beautiful, sweetheart. Stay in that, okay? Stay there all day today.
This is the best birthday week ever.
Oh, happy birthday, sweetheart. Happy birthday week to you, Brian. And as my son would say, hot booty, Brian. Hot booty. Go have some fun with Phoenix, okay?
Awesome. And thank you.
Thank you, my sweet. Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Beautiful.
Gabby.
The coolest thing happened for my kid. It's called KiwiCo. I found the one-stop gift shop for kids, and it's awesome. Kids can discover the mechanics behind everyday objects, learn the science of cooking, explore new cultures, and practice new art and design techniques, all through seriously fun hands-on projects. And it's the perfect gift for the holidays. The holidays are all about coming together and creating the magic of the season. And sure, you can buy ornaments, but isn't building your own so much more awesome? This year, KiwiCo invites your family to make the holidays a little more hands-on, all while learning a thing or two along the way. Kids get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to their door every month. And you'll love how high quality the materials are too. Do your part to encourage your children to be innovators and creative thinkers. KiwiCo gives them the tools to learn new skills, build new experiences, and make new connections. And the best part? Watching Ollie's confidence grow as big as his smile. As a parent, it can also be really hard to find creative ways to keep your children busy and challenged. KiwiCo does the legwork for you, so you can spend quality time tackling projects together. There's something for kids of all ages. Ollie gets the koala crate, which is for ages 2 to 4. And it's really beautiful for him to engage naturally and just really get his curiosity going. And there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel at any time. Ollie and I are making these super cute snowman wobblers and are going to give them as a stocking stuffer. It's so fun to make, and Ollie loves when you push it and the little guy wobbles right back and forth. It's so cute. It's a wonderful way to explore the science of weight and balance, all while DIYing your own cheery holiday decor. This holiday season, give the gift of fun, hands-on holiday experience with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code Gabby, G-A-B-B-Y, at KiwiCo.com. That's KIWICO.com and use the code G-A-B-B-Y.
Gabby.
These days, small business owners like myself are busier than ever. And spending time searching for the right candidates can feel like you're just taking time away from growing your business. And this past year, we doubled our team and we had to rely on LinkedIn Jobs to make it easier to find people and to really get to the right folks faster. And my business has grown so much and continuing to grow. And I'm so thankful that I was able to use this beautiful resource of LinkedIn Jobs. On LinkedIn Jobs, you can create a free job post in minutes, reaching your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. You can focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of only the most qualified. Then use the simple tools like LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. And I'm always making new connections and getting introductions to potential hires. And it's just one of the best ways because you get a connection through a connection. And I love their company mission statement, connect the world's professionals to make them more productive and successful. There's so much to help your business on LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gabby, G-A-B-B-Y. That's linkedin.com/Gabby to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Wow, beautiful, Brian. Okay, so let's take one more, Lindsay. Let's see who else can come through here. Hello, hi there.
Hi, oh my gosh.
How can I say your name? Atsuki?
It's Atsuki.
Atsuki. Okay. Nice to meet you, gorgeous. How
nice
you doing?
Nice to meet you. Oh my God. This is so crazy.
How can I help you, honey?
No, I'm just having a difficulty recently with during COVID. Like I changed my career path and then I started my own business. I went back to school and I'm in the process of getting things, you know, making things change and happen. But just it feels like recently I've been feeling that like a lot of people around me, like say friends and family, I feel that I'm not supported. And I totally get like, you know, not everybody thinks the same way and don't see what I see. I want to like send the message, you know, what I'm doing, what I'm doing. And, but I don't know. I just don't get the same, you know, receptive. Like I don't get the same, the support that I would love to have.
Okay. So the card today is perfect for you. You're looking for support in these new endeavors in your life outside of yourself. You're looking for that support in your family and your loved ones. You're looking in the wrong place. We often get back what we put out. So what that says to me, if your family is not supporting you, it means you're not supporting you. It means you're not allowing yourself to be fully embraced by the gifts that you've created in your life. And you're nodding your head. Yes, you know what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. So the work isn't to get them to do anything. The practice is to get into a state of support for yourself, pride, gratitude, appreciation for everything that you have created. And the sooner you ground yourself in that place,
the rest of the world will then begin to believe in you too. But you have to believe in you first.
Right. And I totally remember, like, I actually thought about you because you mentioned it before.
So what could you do right now to believe in yourself? Like, what are some of the ways that you could speak to yourself to get yourself back into a place of faith of what you've been up to and how what you're doing is great? Talk to me.
I think that's where I have a question. Like, I think I, you know, ultimate question is, like, I just don't know, like, I understand the concept of, you know, like, I need to support myself first.
Stop thinking, Azukti, okay? Stop thinking and just respond to me. What are you proud of from what you did this past year?
I am proud of that. Like, I made the stress exchange. I, you know, even little by little, I'm still moving forward. I haven't given up. I still believe in it and I love what I do.
Tell me more about what you love about what you do.
I'm trying to help others and, you know, I like that I'm putting effort to try to help with like one person a day or one person at a time. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just really, I don't know.
Okay, what else do you appreciate about what's going on in your life right now?
I mean, like everything else is great.
Oh, good. Tell me about that.
Well, I have like great friends. I have a great boyfriend. You know, I have a place to live. I have, you know, clothes to wear. I have food on my table, like the table. Like, I do have really great things happening.
Do you see how you just lit up when you went into all the good stuff? So then the bottom line here is what we resist will persist. So if you keep your energy in this place of, oh, that's not working. And if you're having a trouble right now finding what is working in that area, then stop focusing there and start focusing on what is working in your life. Because the more energy you bring to, I've got my boyfriend, I've got my friends, and I've got my house, and I've got my clothes, and I've got my food, and all the cool energy that you just brought forward, that energy will actually sustain you as you build this new endeavor. Because right now, the new endeavor isn't giving you that high, but these other areas of your life is just really filling you up. So focus there. Focus your energy on what's working. Focus on what's thriving. Focus on what feels good. And the more you stay there, the easier it will be to wake up in the morning and start to bring your energy, your high vibration energy to the work that you do to the next phase of this development. But if you just stay stuck in that place of, oh, this isn't working, and you ignore all the things that are working, then you're going to be creating the momentum that you don't want to create.
Right.
You within seconds just lit up. The boyfriend, the friends, the house, the food. You know, you've got a gorgeous kitchen. It's like, come on, honey. Stay there.
Yeah. I know.
Stay there. It sounds sort of, when people talk about gratitude and appreciation in spiritual conversations, I often think it's a throwaway. I think a lot of times people just be like, oh, just like focus on gratitude and like then you're so spiritual. You know, F that. What I think is that you need to feel into what's working, feel into what's thriving, feel into what makes you happy, feel into it. That's the true practice of appreciation and gratitude. Feeling into it, not just talking about it or just saying like, I have a gratitude list that I say every morning, F that. Feel it. And you started to feel it. In 2 seconds, you just started to feel it. Telling me about your boyfriend and your friends and the whole thing. I want you to feel into that more and more and more. And as you make that your priority, you'll have the energy and the inspiration to see these other areas of your life through and to let it unfold naturally. Just because something seems hard doesn't mean that we can't appreciate it.
Right. No, I understand.
Just because something seems hard doesn't mean we can't appreciate it. Appreciate the challenge. Appreciate the opportunity to exercise your brain in a different way. Appreciate the opportunity to use different skills. Appreciate the chance and do not talk to your family about it at freaking all. Do not talk to anybody about it. When they ask you what's going on with your life, say, I've got this great boyfriend. I've got these amazing friends. I've got food on the table. I'm, you know, appreciating everything. Go there.
Okay.
You got me, sweetheart?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you stay in that energy of appreciation, the areas of your life that aren't working will unfold naturally, period.
Right.
We are complete. I feel good with you.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a reminder. So just, you know, sometimes we need that small reminder.
You needed a little Gabby kick in the ass. And here's the thing. If that work is supporting you in staying alignment with the energy of appreciation, listen to the books more. Listen to the podcast more. Go back and revisit the episodes that are inspiring to you. Just let whatever it is that makes you feel good, lean towards more of it. Mm-hmm. You got me, baby?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for joining me, my love. Go have some fun today, babes. Go have some fun today. The bottom line, people, the bottom line is that you can be in an energy of intense, immense appreciation, even when everything around you seems to be falling apart. There's always an opportunity to lean into what is working. Even if it feels like nothing's working, you're breathing. The sun is shining. There's water. Whatever it is that you can lean into and allow to take over will guide you out of what isn't working and into more of what you want. You know, you don't have to be going through tough stuff to be in place of lack and victim. There's plenty of people out there that are rich, famous, have everything in the world, and they're just constantly bitching about their life. So it's not what we have that makes us happy. It's what we choose to feel. Lean into appreciation. Get into a state of appreciation, a vibrational alignment of appreciation, and your true love nature will be revealed. You saw with all of these guests that within seconds, they could move from a low vibration to a higher vibration. All of that's available to us through the access of the parts of our life, the parts of ourselves, the inner awareness of what is thriving, what is working, what is joyful. Stay there. Stay in that state. Let everything else unfold naturally. Thank you for joining me today on Dear Gabby. This was a gorgeous Thanksgiving episode. I'm so happy to have been with you. I love you guys. Thank you. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week. Gabby.